Spokane County bought this building with federal CARES Act money. The new shelter occupies the second floor of the former Spokane Housing Authority office on Mission Avenue, just west of Division. Cots for about 100 people are strategically placed 6 feet apart in an open, airy space with lots of windows. The facility will be operated by the Salvation Army and Major Ken Perrine.
We've got to keep people separated, make sure they're wearing their masks. They're getting medical checkups. We're having folks come in to help us with that, to check our guests for to see if they're sick and provide a good place for them to go. We actually have a small room we're using for isolation here in case somebody is test positive, but also it's part of that same process of just helping people stay healthy.
Perrine says the Salvation Army will have meals brought in 3 times a day for the people who stay here. He says it will also look to help people find drug and alcohol abuse counseling or mental health counseling if they need it. The goal, he says, is to help them move forward in their lives. After the pandemic eases enough to allow more freedom of movement, he says his organization will look to provide more shelter beds and services on the first floor of this 2-story building. He says the Salvation Army will provide security and operate this shelter like its other facility for people who are homeless not far from this one. That means guests will be asked to stay inside or in an adjacent outdoor space and not wander around the neighborhood. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.